The roads are gone. The bridges are gone. There's trees everywhere. Houses are gone. There's still some people missing. I mean, it's just devastation in every direction that you turn.
Among the western North Carolina towns ravaged by Hurricane Helene over 6 months ago was Chimney Rock Village, a small community of just a few hundred folk who together experienced an unprecedented natural disaster. The 125-year-old town on the banks of the Broad River was nearly wiped off the map in mere minutes, devastating the town and its faithful residents. And then this happened.
We work mostly in Chimney Rock, some down in Batcave.
These volunteers are members of the Great Needs Trust, an Amish community in Pennsylvania, offering not just their skilled hands and their time, but their compassion as well.
We wanted to help the people that had the disaster. Our heart just felt drawn to come help.
Since the storm, more than 2,000 volunteers have stepped in to help rebuild, and donations have poured in. Kindness from strangers, helping their neighbors.
All of the building material that's going into rebuilding these stores has been donated up to this point, and it's just been a tremendous recovery story that is ongoing.
They are not just fixing buildings in Chimney Rock. They are rebuilding a sense of community. One nail at a time.
It's just inspiring to me to see how people can pull together and work together and get something done.
It just fills my heart with joy just watching people just get their life back again.
There's still plenty of work ahead. But for Chimney Rock, recovery is clearly in motion. And now these volunteers from hundreds of miles away have become part of this mountain town's future.
If this doesn't restore your faith in humanity, nothing will. Chimney Rock, North Carolina officials have confirmed that a mind-blowing 2,000 members of the Pennsylvania Amish community have been quietly rebuilding the town's homes, businesses, and bridges for the last 6 straight months. The Amish, of course, are renowned for their building skills. They're famous for being able to raise a barn in literally just hours. In fact, local officials have routinely testified that whenever a natural disaster befalls Amish communities, like a fire, for example, when they come out to inspect the damage to assess the amount of federal relief they might qualify for, there was nothing for them to see. All the buildings damaged had already been repaired and restored within days by the community. But what we're seeing here with this Amish miracle in North Carolina, it's but the tip of the iceberg of a nation that is returning to the glories of faith, family, and freedom. Wait until you see the real miracle that's happening in America's new golden age. Speaking of, did you see that President Trump just signed an executive order outlining his plans to create America's first national sovereign wealth fund? And it'll need to be filled up with assets fast. Trump wants a go-live plan in the next 90 days. Now, the Wall Street types, they're focused on packing it with real estate and infrastructure and pieces of trendy companies like TikTok. But let's not forget about gold. Sovereign wealth funds love to buy gold in bulk. Australia's been loading up. Saudi Arabia's buying the world's largest gold mine to supply itself. And even tiny Singapore recently added more than 100 metric tons of gold to its vaults. Can you imagine what can happen to the per ounce price of gold, which has already been surging sky high since Trump took office, if America's new sovereign wealth fund followed international best practices and made gold a part of its diversified portfolio? It would potentially make our country a brand new mega buyer in an already tight market. And when there's limited supply and huge demand, the impact on prices, well, let's just say you're going to want to be ready. So there's a simple way to get ready. It's all laid out for you in the free gold report from my partners at TurleyTalksLikesGold.com. You want to request your copy right away. After all, President Trump has put the world on notice. A new sovereign wealth fund for America may be coming, perhaps in as little as the next 90 days. Take advantage of this time you have to prepare. Get your free gold report now at TurleyTalksLikesGold.com. A number of reports are coming out confirming an astonishing revival of faith happening throughout the nation. According to the latest study by the Barna Group, 66% of all U.S. adults say that they have made a personal commitment to Christ. I'm going to say that again. 66% of American adults say they have made a personal commitment to Christ that remains an important part of their life today. That marks a 12 percentage point increase since 2021 alone. The National Catholic Register reports that Catholic parishes across the nation are experiencing a 30 to 70% growth in attendance. And it's not just Catholics. A recent survey of Eastern Orthodox churches around the country found that parishes saw a 78% increase in converts in 2022 compared with pre-pandemic levels in 2019. And look who's leading the way in these conversions. It's young men. According to a report from the New York Post, men under 30 are finding themselves particularly drawn to Eastern Orthodox Christianity, signifying an extraordinary retraditionalized revival. In fact, for the first time among surveys ever, young men today are more religious than young women. In a survey of over 5,000 Gen Zers conducted by the American Enterprise Institute, while 40% of women, young women, describe themselves as religiously unaffiliated, that number dropped to just 34% among young men who describe themselves as religiously unaffiliated. Just 34%. So for the first time since surveys started tracking with this, young men are now more religious than young women. We've never seen this before. But this surge in faith is clearly seen in the growing Amish communities throughout the nation. And that faith surge is found primarily through the revival of the traditional family. You may not know this, but the Amish actually double in population every 20 years. Isn't that amazing? They double in population every 20 years. And I assure you, gang, it's not because of conversions, okay? It's because the Amish have on average 4 to 7 children per family. And if these growth rates continue, and there's every indication that they will since they've been going on unimpeded for the last couple of hundred years, demographers are estimating that by the middle of next century, there's going to be over 300 million Amish in our nation. 300. I don't know where they're going to put all those horse and buggies, but regardless, it's so fascinating because what so often gets lost in these concerns and legitimate concerns about current repopulation numbers, which is really a demographic crisis in many ways. Americans now are only having about 1.4, 1.5 kids per couple. That's way below the replacement level of 2.1. What often gets lost in those discussions is that conservative Christians right now as we speak are having more kids than ever. Demographically, there is no crisis among conservative Christians. On average, conservatives have a fertility advantage over liberals of 40%. But it's even more dramatic when you compare conservative religionists, particularly conservative Christians, with atheists or agnostics. For every one child born to the irreligious, two are born to the religious. Another factor in all of this is that the children born to conservative Christian families are increasingly likely to retain their religious conservatism into adulthood. University of London demographer Eric Kaufman has documented how the retention rates among the Amish has actually been increasing in the last few decades or so. Upwards of 85% of Amish youth retain their faith into adulthood. Kaufman notes that similar retention rates are seen among conservative evangelicals at around 70%. And so it's not a coincidence that we're seeing politics, economy, and culture all starting to recalibrate around these demographically expanding religious dynamics. In fact, back in 2013, Eric Kaufman predicted that by 2030, we would see the culture wars tip decisively in favor of red states in America. And lo and behold, what are we seeing with the 2030 Electoral College reapportionment? Red states are gaining Electoral College votes, literally over a dozen, all the while blue states are losing the same amount. And it's not just because of leftugees fleeing blue states for red states. 20 years ago, Philip Longman noted that the states won by George W. Bush back in 2004 already had a fertility advantage of 12% higher than in states that voted for Senator John Kerry. And since then, that fertility advantage in certain areas in those red states has more than doubled. And so what we're seeing happening in Western North Carolina, this Amish miracle, is just the tip of the iceberg of the real miracle that's happening all across the nation. Faith, family, and freedom are back. As it turns out, the rebuilding of Chimney Rock is but a symbol of how the faithful are rebuilding our nation as a whole as well. Hey there, Turley Talker. You know what? I'd love to hear from you. That's why I'm launching the Dr. Steve Hotline, where you can call in, leave a question, and maybe even hear your own voice featured on an upcoming episode of the show. Whether it's about the latest political shakeup or cultural trends or how we keep pushing forward in this new conservative age, I want to know what's on your mind. Call me at 717-844-5984. Just leave your question. I'll be checking in every single week to answer as many as I can. Again, that's 717-844-5984. Your chance to be a part of the conversation. One more time, 717-844-5984. Give me a call and let's talk.